Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following Stillwater County sheep rancher Sarah Hollenbeck from now until lambing. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah and her husband Henry are selling sheep and goats at auction.
To get through, I think we're ready back there, Mike. We'll get started. Yeah, if everybody could kind of scoot this way just a little bit, kind of get a little closer. There's a few people out the door yet. It's kind of cold out there, so.
We're at the public auction yards in Billings, Pays. There are regularly scheduled livestock auctions here almost daily, but this is a special sale limited to pregnant sheep and goats known as bred ewes and nannies. It's packed, and that's pretty normal. Livestock auctions have been a vital part of the industry, beginning with the terminal markets in the late 1800s in cow towns like Kansas City, Omaha, St. Louis, Denver, Chicago, and elsewhere, fed by rail lines. With the advent of trucking in the 1930s, meat producers could suddenly choose between shipping their livestock to distant terminal markets or selling locally at the smaller livestock auctions that were beginning to spring up all over the country, which is pretty much how it is today.
You're going to get more people looking at your product through a sale barn than you would trying to sell on your own. Sometimes if you try and sell on your own, you're not going to find anybody, whereas at an auction yard, you're almost guaranteed to find somebody.
The Hollenbecks are at the local sale barn all the time, although this sale is just once a year.
It's sometimes hard to tell what the bred ewe sale is going to be. Last year we thought it was going to be high, and it wasn't as high as we'd hoped. Of course, we always hope it's going to be high, higher than it probably is. So we're just hoping for a solid price today.
Some weeks ago, Sarah helped Henry video the 350 head of sheep and 48 goats to be sold today. The video went up on the ranch website, their Facebook page, and the auction site. It's not strictly necessary, as the animals are run through the ring in front of buyers, but it does help drum up interest in the product and allows Henry to field questions, lots of questions, ahead of time.
We want people to see how they've been living. They're not living in a barn or something like that. They're living out in the hills of Montana and doing well. And then we also like to show what they were bred to. A lot of times you don't get to see the rams or the bucks that they're bred to.
But the main thing buyers want to know is lambing dates.
A lot of people have a major preference on when their lambs are going to start hitting the ground. A lot of people prefer May lambers because the weather is nice in Montana and you don't have to run them through a barn, which requires a lot of labor. Our ewes are due the end of April, so we hope that people that are interested in May lambers might look at that and like that as an option. But you always run the risk of a Montana storm still coming through in July, so you never know.
A lot of buyers were there to expand their flocks. It's a good way to do it, virtually instantly, and without having to deal with a whole bunch of rams, the males.
They were all ultrasounded on Friday, so they're all guaranteed bred. It means you're paying for what you're getting and not taking the risk of possibly them not being pregnant. So there's a variety, mostly all sheep producers that maybe just want to grow their herd. Maybe some younger producers that want to get into sheep production that haven't before, want to start small, you know, with like 50 head or 100 head or something like that.
Going into the sale, Sarah felt pretty relaxed. Selling pregnant sheep and goats is a good way to generate some cash during the slow winter months, but she and Henry were prepared to walk away from the ring with no sale if they didn't like the price. They figured that if it happened, they'd just lamb and kid them out themselves, like they did last year. That's not what happened.
Sold 335, buyer number. 810, how many would you like? And they want all of them. They'll take the whole works. Thank you very much. Just get a count and pin.
And just like that, 342 pregnant sheep were sold, then the 8 open ewes went, and then all 48 nannies too. Sarah wept with joy in the stands. Next week, it's countdown to baby number 2.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. Theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.